Ellen said. Long before summer arrives, I want you to have secured that northern cache and subdued the rebellion. Send the seed stock down to the central dominance for planting.
Don't worry, Breeze said. I've seen the kinds of government's scar set up. By the time we get there, the city will probably be on the edge of collapse anyway. Why, they'll likely be relieved to get an offer to join the new empire.
Be wary, Ellen said. Spook's reports have been sparse, but it sounds as if tensions in the city are extreme. We'll send a few hundred soldiers with you as protection. He looked back at the map, eyes narrowing slightly. 5 caches, 5 cities. Urto is part of all this somehow. We can't afford to let it slip away.
Your Majesty, Sazed said, is my presence required on that trip?
Ellen frowned, glancing back at Sazed. You have something else you need to be doing, Sazed?
I have research I would do, the keeper said.
I respect your wishes, as always, Ellen said. If you think this research is important...
It's of a personal nature, Your Majesty, Sazed said.
Could you do it while helping in Urto? Ellen asked. You're a Terrasman, which lends you a credibility none of us can claim. Beyond that, people respect and trust you, Sazed, with good reason. Breeze, on the other hand, has something of a reputation.
I worked hard for it, you know, Breeze said.
I'd really like to have you lead that team, Sazed, Ellen said. I can't think of a better ambassador than the Holy Witness himself.
Sazed's expression was unreadable.
Very well, he finally said. I shall do my best.
Good, Ellen said, turning to regard the rest of the group. Then there's one last thing I need to ask of you all. And what is that? Set asked.
Ellen stood for a few moments, looking over their heads, appearing thoughtful.
I want you to tell me about the survivor, he finally said.
He was Lord of the Mists, Demu said immediately.
Not the rhetoric, Ellen said. Someone tell me about the man, Kelsier. I never met him, you know. I saw him once, right before he died, but I never knew him.
What's the point? Set asked. We've all heard the stories. He's practically a god if you listen to the ska.
Just do as I ask, Ellen said.
The tent was still for a few moments. Finally, Ham spoke.
Kel was, grand. He wasn't just a man. He was bigger than that. Everything he did was large. His dreams, the way he spoke, the way he thought.
And it wasn't false, Breeze added. I can tell when a man is being fake. That's why I started my first job with Kelsier, actually. Amidst all the pretenders and posturers, he was genuine. Everyone wanted to be the best. Kelsier really was.
He was a man, Vin said quietly. Just a man. Yet you always knew he'd succeed. He made you be what he wanted you to be.
So he could use you, Breeze said.
But you were better when he was done with you, Ham added.
Ellen nodded slowly.
I wish I could have known him. Early in my career, I always compared myself to him. By the time I heard of Kelsier, he was already becoming a legend. It was unfair to force myself to try and be him, but I worried regardless. Anyway, those of you who knew him, maybe you can answer another question for me. What do you think he'd say if he saw us now?
He'd be proud, Ham said immediately. I mean, we defeated the Lord Ruler, and rebuilt a ska government.
What if he saw us at this conference? Ellen said.
The tent fell still again. When someone spoke what they were all thinking, it came from a source Vin hadn't expected.
He'd tell us to laugh more,
Sazed whispered. Breeze chuckled.
He was completely insane, you know. The worse things got, the more he'd joke. I remember how chipper he was the very day after one of our worst defeats, when we lost most of our Scar army to that fool Yeadon. Kel walked in, a spring in his step, making one of his inane jokes.
Sounds insensitive, Aurean said.
Ham shook his head.
No, he was just determined. He always said that laughter was something the Lord Ruler couldn't take from him. He planned and executed the overthrow of a 1,000-year empire, and he did it as a kind of penance for letting his wife die thinking that he hated her. But he did it all with a smirk on his lips, like every joke was his way of slapping fate in the face.
We need what he had, Ellen said. The room's eyes turned back toward him. We can't keep doing this, Ellen said. We bicker amongst ourselves, we mope about, watching the ash fall, convinced that we're doomed. Breeze chuckled.
I don't know if you noticed the earthquake a few minutes ago, my dear man, but the world appears to be ending. That is an indisputably depressing event.
Ellen shook his head. We can survive this, but the only way that will happen is if our people don't give up. They need leaders who laugh, leaders who feel that this fight can be won. So this is what I ask of you. I don't care if you're an optimist or a pessimist. I don't care if secretly you think we'll all be dead before the month ends. On the outside, I want to see you smiling. Do it in defiance if you have to. If the end does come, I want this group to meet that end smiling, as the survivor taught us.
Slowly, the members of the former crew nodded. Even Sazed, though his face seemed troubled.
Set just shook his head.
You people are all insane. How I ended up with you, I'll never know.
Breeze laughed.
Now that's a lie, Set. You know exactly how you ended up joining with us. We threatened to kill you if you didn't.
Ellen was looking at Vin. She met his eyes and nodded. It had been a good speech. She wasn't certain if his words would change anything. The crew could never again be the way it had been at the beginning, laughing freely around Clubs's table in the evening hours. However, maybe if they kept Kelsier's smile in mind, they'd be less likely to forget just why it was they kept struggling on.